Hello, and welcome to Get In We're Going Healing, a place where we talk about mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being to help you learn to let go of the things that are holding you back from being your best, your greatest, your most authentic self. My name is Tova, and I will be your guide. So today what I'd like to talk to you about is the importance of rest. So no surprise, we live in a society where we are encouraged to go, go, go. We are encouraged to produce. We are encouraged to be productive. We are encouraged to hustle. This hustle culture that we've been in the last few years of do whatever you need to do, constantly work. If you're working a main job, work a side job. Produce. Now, the thing is, this is not really that sustainable, right? As someone who has hustled, you would know. Many people in our culture work, 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 right? We put in long hours at work. We see this regularly. That was very common in the Silent Generation, common in boomers, common in Generation X, common in millennials as well. And it's only now that we're into Gen Z, where Gen Z and younger millennials are saying, no, I won't do this anymore. We're seeing the emergence of work-life balance that wasn't present in previous generations. In previous generations, it was work and forget about life. If you have enough energy for life, then you can have a life. But many people in my generation, I am an elder millennial, straddling the line between millennial and Gen X. And many Gen Xers have the mindset that was passed down to them from boomers. And this would be the mindset of work, work, work. I see many people in jobs where they work 10, 12-hour days, 5, 6 days a week. No time for friends, no time for family, no time for life. Just work. And they have to, because they need to support the financial resources they need in order to support their lives. They buy big homes, they buy expensive cars, they buy expensive electronics, they buy expensive items. They are heavily in the category of being a consumer. But yet there's never any time to enjoy the fancy car, the expensive house, the expensive electronics. And when you do, you mostly just find yourself disassociating. If you do find time to watch TV, you're mostly just disassociating while you're watching TV. You're not even really present while watching things because it's a form of escapism. It's just a way to escape the difficulties that exist within life. And that's understandable because if your entire existence is work, 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 it would be hard to put yourself in the life of enjoying when you know that it's temporary. Now, with that in mind, the reason I want to talk about the importance of rest is not simply work-life balance. I want to talk a little more about why our bodies need rest. So in this hustle culture, what it's doing to your body, what it's doing to your mind, is it's putting you in this constant state of fight or flight, this survival state, where you're just surviving, just existing. You're not actually enjoying life, you're just existing. And what this means for your body is being in a state of fight or flight. And when we are in a state of fight or flight, as we have discussed before, this creates different effects within the body. And those effects are essentially understanding the nervous system. When we are in a state of, I want to say it's a sympathetic nervous system. I always get those wrong. I'm sorry. I always mix them up because they're always parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system are always discussed together. And my brain just does not seem to want to make that stick. But let's just say when we are in a state of activated nervous system, our body, as we've discussed before, diverts blood flow from non-essential things to survival. So if it's not essential to fighting or fleeing or freezing, then we don't need it, not in that moment. Fight or flight is meant to be a short-term situation, not a long-term situation. It's meant to protect you in the case of danger. And that means we also divert blood flow from digestion. We divert blood flow from non-essential survival items within our bodies. Now, that doesn't mean our bodies don't need that stuff still. It doesn't need the increased blood supply. It just means it's not essential to fighting or fleeing or freezing. So over the long term, this causes dysfunction within the body because these systems are running on, call it skeleton crews. So like in a shop or in a factory, when they're running on a skeleton crew, they're just running the essential people they need. Anyone else who's not essential in that moment is left out. Your body is doing the same thing. And over long term, this causes health issues. This causes situations like irritable bowel syndrome, and like a multitude of other things. We don't even have the time to go into all the different things. If that's something that you're really intrigued by, I would strongly suggest spend a little time on Google or another search engine and look a little deeper into what happens when the body is in a constant state of hyperarousal, which would also be fight or flight. But this also means our immune function is decreased. So things like getting a common cold takes you longer to heal because your immune system is not getting the needs that it needs in order to run at full capacity. And sometimes when we refuse to calm, when we refuse to find a state of calm, a state of rest, our body forces us into that. That might be when we get sick. That might be when we have an illness beyond just simply a common cold or the flu. We are more likely to get sick when we have been in a state of fight or flight for too long. So the reason I even bring this up is because I have been ill recently. Just nothing serious, just an average cold. But it has forced me to stop, to take more naps, to rest. And when I say rest, I don't mean things like scrolling social media or scrolling through or reading things or, you know, reading books even. I mean genuine rest, where none of the systems are really necessary. And everything can rest. Sleeping more, making sure that you're hydrating more. Things where you don't require your body to do much for you. So all your systems can rest. And very rarely do we do that within our lives. With the emergence of social media, with the emergence of internet, with the emergence of streaming services, on-demand streaming services, anything you want to watch, you can watch immediately, video games, electronics, constant availability to talk to people. All of these things, they take attention. Attention is energy. So therefore, they take energy. And we very rarely put ourselves into a state of proper rest so that we can heal. Heal our minds, heal our bodies. This is one of the things that meditation can do for us, of just being, of just resting, of just existing without the need to complete anything. And so often when we are people who are on the go all the time, there's a feeling of guilt when we do choose to rest. because we're not being productive. We're not accomplishing anything. And I'm not immune to that either. I went through my phase of struggling with finding rest, finding self-care, and feeling selfish, even being called selfish by those around me who also lived the hustle culture, who didn't rest, who didn't find calm. And seeing me rest highlighted to them that they were not. And to them, it felt like I should not be either. If they don't get to rest, why should I get to rest? And it's important that we understand the importance of rest for ourselves and for others, the importance of genuine rest. Now, many times what people will do is they'll take a vacation, and that is a form of rest, because often on vacation, many people do nothing. I'm not the kind of person that takes a vacation to run around and check out all kinds of tourist attractions. That's not the kind of vacations I enjoy. I'm a tropical beach vacation person. I like to just, when I'm on vacation, to just be. I have nowhere to be. I have nowhere to go. I have no timetable. I have no organized anything. I just want to exist in a state of calm and relaxation. And that's something that we as people need to do more. Just simply rest. Allow ourselves to rest. Allow ourselves to find a state of calm where we can truly be and just be. And so that's all I wanted to impress on you today. That it's important for you to find time to genuinely rest, to genuinely do nothing when you're not sick. Don't wait until you get sick to rest. Find your time to rest now. And so I ask you to keep letting go of the things that are holding you back from being your best, your greatest, your most authentic self. Until next time, love and light, fellow humans.